WGN Sports, and good morning to Andy Mazur.
And good morning, Dave Schwad. Good morning, everyone. The Blackhawks go winless on their road trip after a 5-2 loss at Tampa Bay last night. The Hawks were down 2-0 in the first. They stormed back to tie it on goals by Calvin DeHaan and Alex DeBrincat, but that was all the offense they could manage. Interim head coach Derek King with the unfortunate reality of where the Hawks are in their rebuild right now.
We competed. We do. We try. We just can't compete with that type of team. We're not there. We don't have the players for it. But I will give our guys credit. Back-to-back roads, we stayed with it. We competed. We tried. Not from a lack of effort.
Blackhawks host Arizona tomorrow night. The pregame with Joe Brandt starts at 5:30 here on WGN. NCAA Final Four played tonight in New Orleans. Villanova and Kansas and Duke against North Carolina. Our live coverage starts at 3:30 right here on WGN and WGNradio.com. Last night at the NCAA Women's Final Four in Minneapolis, South Carolina beats Louisville 72-59. It was Connecticut over Stanford 63-58. So Connecticut and South Carolina will battle for the title tomorrow night. White Sox were busy off the field yesterday. They announced they agreed to terms on a one-year deal with Lucas Giolito for the upcoming season. That avoids arbitration. Sox also acquired outfielder A.J. Pollock from the Dodgers in exchange for Craig Kimbrell. And preliminary reports indicate that White Sox lefty Garrett Crochet will need Tommy John surgery, though he expects to get a second opinion. On the field, Sox lost to the A's 12-4. The Cubs lost a pair of games yesterday, 6-0 to Arizona, 5-3 to Milwaukee. Cubs have also shut down left-hander Wade Miley because of elbow soreness. I'm Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
WGN Sports, Andy Mazur.
For the first time in the history of the NCAA tournament, rivals Duke and North Carolina will face one another. The Tar Heels ruined coach Mike Krzyzewski's farewell game at Cameron Indoor Stadium. But to Coach K, that doesn't mean a whole lot right now.
I think you leave a hole somewhere in your preparation for the game on Saturday. I think you have to be all in on Saturday and then accept the consequences of it. And hopefully they're good for us. But I think if in approaching it that way, whatever happens, then I'll feel good about it.
This is Coach K's last weekend as the head coach at Duke. The Blue Devils and Tar Heels are the second game in New Orleans today. Villanova will take on Kansas in game one of the Final Four. Our live coverage begins at 3:30 on 720 WGN and WGNradio.com. Last night at the NCAA Women's Final Four in Minneapolis, South Carolina, a winner over Louisville, 72-59, and UConn over Stanford, 63-58. So UConn and South Carolina will face off for the title tomorrow night. Blackhawks go winless on the road trip after a 5-2 loss to Tampa Bay last night. Hawks were down 2-0 in the first. They did storm back to tie it on goals by Calvin DeHaan and Alex DeBrincat, his 39th of the season. But that was it offensively. The Hawks will host Arizona tomorrow night. Pre-game begins at 5:30 here on WGN. White Sox were busy off the field yesterday. They announced they have agreed to terms on a one-year deal with Lucas Giolito for the upcoming season. They avoid arbitration. Sox have also acquired outfielder A.J. Pollock from the Dodgers in exchange for Craig Kimbrell. And preliminary reports indicate that White Sox lefty Garrett Crochet will need Tommy John surgery. He expects to get a second opinion in the coming days. Exhibition baseball from yesterday, the White Sox lose to the A's 12-4. Cubs had a split squad. They lost both games, 6-0 to Arizona and 5-3 to Milwaukee. The Cubs have also shut down their left-hander Wade Miley because of elbow soreness. I'm Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
WGN Sports, Andy Mazur.
Well, with opening day less than a week away, the White Sox had some good news and some very bad news yesterday. The good, they avoid arbitration with Lucas Giolito, signed him to a one-year deal worth just over $7 million. Sox also making a trade with the Dodgers. They send Craig Kimbrell to L.A. in exchange for veteran outfielder A.J. Pollock. Now for the bad news. An injury to lefty Garrett Crochet. General manager Rick Hahn takes it from here.
The preliminary MRI reading is not great. There appears to be some damage to the ligament, which very likely will require Tommy John surgery. That said, this is, again, preliminary, and he is going to seek out a second opinion here in the coming days.
And on the field, the White Sox lost to the A's 12-4. Cubs losing a pair of games yesterday, 6-0 to Arizona and 5-3 to Milwaukee. Blackhawks not able to muster any offense after the first period in a loss to the Lightning last night 5-2. Alex DeBrincat with his 39th goal of the season in the loss. The Hawks pick up no points in their two-game swing through Florida. Hawks hosting Arizona tomorrow night. Our pregame coverage begins at 5:30. The NCAA Final Four played tonight in New Orleans. Villanova against Kansas. Duke will face North Carolina. Our live coverage begins at 3:30 on 720 WGN and WGNradio.com. Last night at the NCAA Women's Final Four in Minneapolis, South Carolina beats Louisville 72-59 and Connecticut over Stanford 63-58. So UConn and South Carolina meet for the title tomorrow night. I'm Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
I had lots of questions before we get to your phone calls. Andy,
yes.
Specifically for you, the designated hitter.
You're a big fan, I know.
No, I'm not.
I know.
And because I'm old, and you know, I this is my question. Because I, you know, I'm not an American League guy,
right?
Everybody that loves the American League is like, yeah, of course you want the designated hitter. So traditionally, how many designated hitters does a team carry?
Well, I don't know if it's a dedicated position anymore. It used to be in the early days of the DH in the American League. It was always the old beer league kind of body guy that would go up there and hit.
Whose knees are shot or something.
Couldn't play another position. See, now what they do is, you know, in the case of the White Sox, they have Yasmani Grandal, who's their catcher. They want to get him off his feet for a while, but they still need his bat in the lineup, so they use him as the DH when he's not catching. So it's not really a dedicated spot for a guy.
So there isn't just some guy like a Jim Thome.
Yeah, well, some teams do. I mean, like Kyle Schwarber would be the perfect example to me of a guy that is – he's a DH. I mean, this is a guy that hits like crazy and, you know, feels okay. I mean, he's not a huge liability, but, you know, he's a better hitter than he is a fielder.
Right. So, okay. So now, and then this is what I'm trying to understand the business model of this.
Okay.
So how many – so typically, how many pitchers – does a team carry
anywhere from 12 to 13?
Okay, and for the most part, in the old, if you're in the National League, any one of those pitchers, depending on, I know that sometimes pitchers come in for literally one batter or something like that, or an inning, and then they're out. But now all those pitchers, no pitcher ever again with the new rules is going to swing a bat.
Well, maybe, maybe not, because what happens now, there's a rule. If you have to switch out your DH, the pitcher becomes a hitter. That's some, that's a rule in the American League. So that that could come up. I mean, you know, National League managers are so used to double switching, which, you know, the double switch belongs in the Hall of Fame, by the way. there could be something, and, you know, you get those crazy 16, 17 inning games, you know, they're trying to avoid that with that stupid ghost runner at second base to start the 10th inning. But there's a possibility that they could still hit, but they're not scheduled to hit. Let's put it that way.
The Lugal t-shirt already exists. My brother-in-law, Matt, sent it to me. It's from Hot Tub Time Machine.
Yes, it is.
You knew that?
I did know that.
You've seen that movie?
I have seen that movie a number of times.
Well, when I said that to Lindsay, I go, it's from the movie Hot Tub Time Machine. You haven't seen it? And she said, most people haven't. And I go, I think a lot of people have seen it.
Yeah, wasn't that Rob Corddry? I think he's the comedian that plays Lou.
And what does he answer questions in the hot tub?
No. Well, see, he bails.
The t-shirt says Lugal. And it says hot tub search engine.
Yeah, so basically what happens is they all go back to where they're supposed to be from, and he doesn't go back in the hot tub with them. So he lives back in the day, but now he knows everything that's happened, so he already gets ahead of everything. So instead of Google, it becomes Lugal.
There's something here, right?
Well, I agree with you. There's something there.
Lugal. They even have it in the tonight. They even have it in the colors, like of Google.
Right.
Right. I mean,
right.
Hey, you're gonna rip him off.
Right, it's well done. Yes, it's a well done rip off.
Okay, Andy, I have seen it several times.
Several
most
times.
Most of the time, Andy, the people say that about. Oh, I love the movie Elf, or I love the movie. You know, It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
But
Andy,
see, there's some great lines in that movie though that are really underrated.
Okay, well, and then I guess now that I'm thinking about it, I don't want to disparage you at all. I have seen Nacho Libre.
I feel like Hot Tub Time Machine is your version
is
of
Nacho Libre. Right.
Well, sometimes, you know, there are those movies that you turn on and it doesn't matter where you are in the movie. You end up sitting there watching the whole thing again.
Man, I got to, you know, as a matter of fact, I need to put in Nacho Libre. It's a really good toast. That's really, it's so good.
Sometimes.
Sometimes, right. It's so good. Chancho. Right? I mean, so
you know, actually, I've never seen the movie. I only know the lines because you say them so often.
Just go ahead and Lugal it. It's all good.
Just Lugal it. Right. It's great.